Hi, everyone, and welcome back to VietnamesePod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 21, Planning Your Evening in Vietnam. Becky here.
Xin chào, I'm Huyền.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about your future plans in Vietnamese. The conversation takes place in a class.
It's between Mai and Hoa.
The speakers are friends, so they'll be using informal Vietnamese. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Cuối tuần này cậu định làm gì? Tớ định đi xem phim. Cậu thì sao? Tớ định đi chụp ảnh phong cảnh. Wow, nghe vui thế. Cho tớ đi với. Cậu bảo định đi xem phim mà. Không đi nữa. Đi với cậu có vẻ vui hơn. Vậy chủ nhật đi nhé. Ok.
Listen to the conversation one time, slowly.
Cuối tuần này, cậu định làm gì? Tớ định đi xem phim. Cậu thì sao? Tớ định đi chụp ảnh phong cảnh. Oa, nghe thú vị thế. Cho tớ đi với. Cậu bảo định đi xem phim mà. Không đi nữa. Đi với cậu có vẻ vui hơn. Vậy, chủ nhật đi nhé. Ok.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Cuối tuần này cậu định làm gì?
What are you going to do this weekend?
Tớ định đi xem phim. Cậu thì sao?
I'm going to the cinema. What about you?
Tớ định đi chụp ảnh phong cảnh.
I'm going to take landscape photos.
Wow, nghe vui thế. Cho tớ đi với.
Wow, sounds interesting. Can I go with you?
Cậu bảo định đi xem phim mà.
Didn't you say you would go to the cinema?
Không đi nữa. Đi với cậu có vẻ vui hơn.
I'm not going. It seems more fun going with you.
Vậy chủ nhật đi nhé.
Then let's go on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Huyền, I think that Vietnam's farming landscape will provide an interesting experience for photo lovers who travel to Vietnam.
I agree.
What places would you recommend for photography lovers?
I know two good places. They are the Sapa and Ha Giang provinces, two mountainous provinces in the north of Vietnam. Here you can see the amazing terraced rice fields from above, which is definitely a breathtaking view.
When is the best time to visit these provinces?
The best time to see the rice fields is August and September, when all the rice has turned yellow, creating a colorful yellow picture and showing off the vibrant atmosphere of Vietnam's countryside.
That's a good tip. Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
cuối tuần này.
This weekend.
Cuối tuần này. Cuối tuần này.
Next we have
định.
To plan, to intend to.
Định. Định.
Next we have
đi xem phim.
To go to the movies.
Đi xem phim. Đi xem phim.
Next we have
chụp ảnh phong cảnh.
To take landscape photos.
Chụp ảnh phong cảnh. Chụp ảnh phong cảnh.
Next we have
nghe.
To sound.
Nghe. Nghe.
Next we have
thú vị.
Interesting.
Thú vị. Thú vị.
Next we have
có vẻ.
To seem.
Có vẻ. Có vẻ.
Next we have.
Vui.
Fun. Happy.
Vui. Vui.
And last.
Chủ nhật.
Sunday.
Chủ nhật. Chủ nhật.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
đi xem phim,
which means to go to the movies.
Đi xem phim literally means go seeing a movie and is an example of a verb phrase with đi, which means by itself to go.
How can we use this word?
You can add đi to a verb phrase.
So it will mean go do something.
Right, the verb that comes after đi is not conjugated.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure, đi mua sắm.
To go shopping.
Đi uống cà phê.
To go drinking coffee.
Đi chụp ảnh.
To go taking photos. Okay, what's the next word?
Nghe.
Which means to sound.
Nghe originally means to listen.
But you can use the structure
nghe plus adjective plus the particle nhỉ or thế. Nhỉ means right or isn't it? And thế means so or such.
You can use these particles to emphasize emotion or to ask for agreement from the other person. So altogether, our pattern will mean sound so. Okay, what's the next word?
Có vẻ.
Which means to seem.
Có vẻ expresses the feeling that you are not so sure about what you see, but it seems true.
A common phrase is
trông có vẻ,
which means look like or look as if. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about future plans in Vietnamese.
It's simple. To talk about plans, just add the verb định, which means to plan, to intend, right before the main verb indicating the action you are going to take.
So the sentence structure looks like this.
Subject, định, verb, and object.
You can also put a time phrase either at the beginning or the end of the sentence or location phrase after the main verb phrase. Huyen, can you give us some sample sentences?
Sure. Anh ấy định mua xe máy mới.
He plans to buy a new motorbike. Or he is going to buy a new motorbike.
Họ định chuyển vào miền Nam.
They plan to move to the south. Or they are going to move to the south.
Gia đình tôi định đi câu cá vào cuối tuần này.
My family plans to go fishing this weekend. Or my family is going fishing this weekend. Then how can we say I don't plan to do something in Vietnamese?
You can just add the word không, meaning not or no, right before định. The other parts remain unchanged.
For example,
anh ấy không định mua xe máy mới.
He does not plan to buy a new motorbike.
Gia đình tôi không định đi câu cá vào cuối tuần này.
My family does not plan to go fishing this weekend. Now, Huyen, let's tell the again. Now, Huyen, let's tell the listeners how to ask questions about plans.
Sure thing. To form a question with định, please add có, which literally means yes, before định, and also add không for not or no at the end of the statement.
So the pattern structure is
subject, có, định, verb, and object, không.
For example,
anh ấy có định mua xe máy mới không?
Does he plan to buy a new motorbike?
Gia đình bạn có định đi câu cá vào cuối tuần này không?
Does your family plan to go fishing this weekend?
Answering is simple. You can just say có meaning yes or không meaning no.
Listeners, want to easily understand Vietnamese conversations?
We'll let you in on a secret.
Use line-by-line audio.
With this tool, you can listen to lesson conversations line by line.
And you can listen again and again until you easily understand natural Vietnamese.
With a click of a button, listen to each line of the conversation.
And rapidly understand natural Vietnamese with this powerful tool.
Find this feature on the lesson page in the lesson materials section at VietnamesePod101.com. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Cảm ơn các bạn. Cuối tuần này cậu định làm gì? Tớ định đi xem phim. Cậu thì sao? Tớ định đi chụp ảnh phong cảnh. Wow, nghe vui thế. Cho tớ đi với. Cậu bảo định đi xem phim mà. Không đi nữa. Đi với cậu có vẻ vui hơn. Vậy chủ nhật đi nhé. Ok.